We're joined now by Barry Steinhardt. He's the director of the Technology and Liberty Program at the ACLU, and the Surveillance Industrial Report is his project. Barry Steinhardt, let me just begin here by reading to you the introductory sentences from this report. You begin by saying that the U.S. security establishment is making a systematic effort to extend its surveillance capacity by pressing the private sector into service to report on the activities of Americans. You go on to say that these efforts run the gamut from old-fashioned efforts to recruit individuals as eyes and ears for the authorities to the construction of vast computer networks that automatically feed the government a steady stream of information about our activities. Given the fears that we have about terrorism, don't you think most people would hear these kind of what I think are, you mean to be, cautionary sentences and say, well, good, I'm glad they're doing that?
I think Americans are beginning to appreciate the fact that you don't find a needle in the haystack by pouring more hay on the stack, that all this data is not serving us well, that instead of enabling our security services to find the terrorists, they're simply getting lost in the data. But that doesn't mean that they're not after the data, after more and more data. I personally don't feel much safer knowing that, you know, for example, the Transportation Security Agency is collecting or wishes to collect all that information about airline passengers when they have a pretty good idea, actually, who the terrorists are and how to stop them. They ought to be focusing on them rather than 100 million Americans who fly every year.
Your report does talk about the airlines that have turned over data on passengers, about financial institutions that turn over data, colleges and universities, all kinds of corporations that are helping the government get an idea of who is doing what. But it also goes to truck drivers, cable installers, people in the fishing industry who are piloting boats along the coast, encouraging everyone to turn in information.
You know, we are really building a surveillance society where every movement or every action can be tracked and cataloged. The government doesn't need to do that itself. Many of us have this vision of 1984, the all-seeing government, the omnipotent government, the omniscient government. Well, they don't need to be everywhere. They don't need to know everything because they can rely now on the private sector to supply them with information. Sometimes the private sector is a conscript. Sometimes the private sector volunteers. But what you have is the growing surveillance industrial complex in the United States. And we're not developing the law that puts some constraints on it and puts some rules to this road.
Give me an example, Mr. Steinhardt. Give me an example of someone who has been damaged by this collection of data. It's not a kind of a theoretical thing that might damage our rights, but someone who's actually been done harm by this, because I'm not sure what the harm is.
Oh, the harm is very real, particularly for people who are unjustly accused. You know, we, for example, have a lawsuit right now in which we're challenging the use of the so-called no-fly list by the Transportation Security Administration and the airlines on behalf of a group of people who are, in fact, certifiably innocent. They're not really on the no-fly list. They don't really represent a threat. But every time they try to fly, they're stopped, they're searched. Sometimes they find it impossible to fly. These are people who simply got trapped. That's the problem. So much of the information that's being collected about us out there is simply wrong. Assumptions are wrong. The data is wrong. But we all pay, whether it's a flight we can't make or a mortgage we don't get or a job we don't get. We're all going to pay in the end for the sins of our past, whether they're real or imagined.
You mentioned 1984 in the course of our interview. I thought about that a lot when I was reading your report, but you don't actually ever refer to Orwell in this report. Why is that?
Well, you know, the difference between the reality of 2004 and George Orwell's fantasy of 1984 is that the power to surveil us really resides in the private sector that turns over that information to the government. We're not accusing the government here of 1984-like dictatorship, but we are nevertheless growing into a surveillance society where so much of our everyday lives is being tracked and recorded. This is really meant to be a warning to people that we need to step in now. We need to say we're going to put some constraints on this growing surveillance monster, or it's going to be too late. We're going to have, 1984, I suppose, with a happy face on it, but 1984 nevertheless.
Barry Steinhardt, director of the Technology and Liberty Program at the American Civil Liberties Union, joining us from New York. Barry Steinhardt, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.